Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Talk to me, put your phone down. Talk to me, put your phone down. Talk to me, put your phone. Put your phone.
So what's the worst thing that could happen if we started talking?
Let's dive right in. We're going to talk about is it ever acceptable to date your ex? Now, once again, I want to know the answer for this because, you know, like, I personally want to know the answer because it'd be like something that didn't happen. So I will start with our freshest face on set, Cristobal. So tell us, do you think it's ever acceptable to date your friend's ex?
Sure, why not? If you two are done,
I get follow-up question for her, but you are open to that. You.
Yeah. We do Obi girl and there. So.
So yeah. Okay, Obi girl.
So okay, yeah. So.
I guess the other half of that one, I get you. Yeah. So but yeah. Come to that. I won't do you, but make her do her. Okay, that came out wrong.
You won't do one, really? No. So nah, I think it's not a good idea.
Yeah, the concert is all about the romance, man.
That's it. You let me
chill.
Brief, man.
No, chill.
Let me brief.
It would depend.
Yep, as usual, she's the girl with the it would depend. It depends on something. Answer. For me, I'm here to learn, but I think love is love, man. If you're in love with your friend's ex, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is if you're in love.
Yeah.
So, you see, that's what I think. So now, you said something like yes, right?
Sure.
My follow-up question for you is simple. Are you dating your friend's ex?
No.
Will you date your friend's ex?
Yes.
Do you want to date your friend's ex?
Yes.
Wow. You want to date your friend's ex? Oh, wow.
No, please.
Oh, wow.
Be on guard.
Would you want to?
So, my man, you want to date your friend's ex? My man, for challenge.
Interesting.
The boy no go ball.
My man,
for dating, Charlie. No go ball.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Okay. Now let me come to you. See,
would you be?
But I know the other half of that song. I said, "You together."
It's a game. You either win or lose. So if you lose, you take it to your house and cry.
Cry.
If you win, you know, fair game. So that's why it's a game.
I
so you know, you're Joe Galania. It's painful. Fine, you accept it. That you know, you lost. You lost in this case. So
it's painful.
Yeah. So when
you know, I will come back to this. Yeah. I will come back to that one. Over to you. You said
depends.
Depends on
yeah. It depends on the situation. What led to the breakup in the first place? If they broke up on a good note, I don't see why not. If they broke up on a bad note, you're supposed to obviously back up your friend. So why would
like,
you go to
like? Be like if I give her some lecture slide because she can't take us on a long lecture.
Oh my god!
No go, right?
No go. Explain.
Yeah.
Situation number one. Yes.
Okay.
No,
so normally,
I want to know what kind of situation would actually allow you to date your ex, and then like,
oh,
that
okay. So this,
no, not giving
so this is a scenario. So let's say you and I are going out,
mm-hmm.
and we both understand that it's not going anywhere. And we both agree that, okay, we need to part ways so that we can move on. Now, I don't see why I should get pissed off at my friend going out with you.
But your
I don't
friend...
like you in the first place. I know for a fact that it's not going... Fine, we'll get weird.
Yeah, if you don't like me in the first place,
why did you even
date
him?
No, we started dating because we liked each other. But along the road, we realized we had different aims, different objectives in lives. We wanted different things in life, so we wanted to move on. We know for a fact that so far we like each other, but not that much to compromise certain things in life. For our happiness and all that.
Yeah.
So now, fine, mama will call. I'm also on my part. But the thing is, I don't see why I should, how do you call it, stop my friend from going out with you. Oh, it'll get weird. It'll be weird.
It's weird.
See,
it's
even
it's actually going to be
because she used
weird.
To be my yeah. friend, or she is still my friend.
Isn't she dating me?
And you're my ex.
Like, even she dating me, is it going to be weird and you stopping her from dating me? I feel like, because
yeah.
there are going to be a lot of different variables.
Well,
in there,
I didn't get what you just said.
So you said it would be weird for you to stop your friend from dating
not
you.
Not weird from stopping. I said seeing them together would be weird, but I can't stop her
and uncomfortable.
From dating
okay.
you. You understand?
Uncomfortable,
okay.
Yeah. Obviously, like, the three of you used to go out,
so,
and it was you and me against it. Now we
so
are
then,
three,
so then
no
back to my first
now,
question,
right?
So back to my first question. Of course, I mean, most of us, we do not probably have control about what our exes
what happens,
and
yeah.
our friends decide to do.
Exactly.
But the question was, Is it acceptable?
It depends on the situation.
No, but even the perfect scenario you gave right now, you said it's going to be weird. And weird means that it's not acceptable to you.
It's
so I want to make your answer like it's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable, actually.
It depends on the situation.
But you give me a situation. No, I want to make you understand
it. I got a weird situation.
So,
weird
situation. What's the ideal situation for you?
Yes, give me the ideal situation.
So, is my friend still my friend or we are no more friends?
You guys are friends.
You guys are actually cool.
So this is a case whereby probably I saw this guy, I was so interested in the guy, we started going out. So dating, that's, we don't have any time limits on the dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just for 2 weeks, I'm just saying. And I knew for 5 days.
Wait, you go date somebody just 2 weeks?
Before. Wow. So
I beg your pardon?
This is not love.
You know what, I want to ask me a question, this is the right time to ask you. So I'm being very sincere today. Yeah, I've dated for 2 weeks before. I hate nonsense. So if I know for a fact that you and I are not compatible, I don't really see why I should waste my time. I don't see why I should waste your time. But if I know for a fact that you and him or him and her are very compatible, I don't really see why I should stop them. And that wouldn't be weird to me. Because the thing is, I've actually swept whatever I was going to put my head into. But if my friend and my
your
ex,
head.
I'm doing that situation today, so. If my friend and my ex are very compatible, I don't really see why I should stop them. And in that case, it's acceptable.
Compatible,
because
Like you're not going to work out with a guy if you two are not compatible.
If you're not compatible, how can you work out?
Really?
You're not compatible. The thing is, some guys will like you to. Okay, so compatible as in, let's say, he likes his women certain way, I like my men certain way. This is a case whereby he's asking me to compromise something I can't compromise, something that makes me happy, and he's asking me to compromise it. It equals compromising my happiness. I can't really compromise my happiness for any guy. If I know for a fact I can't do that, why not ask my friend to go do it if she wants to do it?
The person is your friend. I mean, don't you like feel like it will be forever weird, or you probably have to like give up the friendship for that? Because
let me
because. First of all, I'm not going to. I am really not going to bite into the fact that you would allow your friend to date someone you actually loved before, or someone you guys actually.
It's
something that you need to like accept or respect.
You've added a new constant to her variables.
Yeah, now that she brought up love.
Using love as a constant, because the first person I told
I love you, that was like 7 months into our relationship.
Ooh.
You'd say what? I love you. See, that's one thing I don't take.
So the 2 weeks you didn't fall in love.
No, you don't get it. I like you, but I don't love you. That's one thing I don't say like you.
It's a damn.
Someone meets you for the first time, they're like, yeah, oh, you I know love I love you. You. I'm so pissed off in my heart. Yeah. I'm like, what do you love about me? You don't even know me. You don't know. See, loving someone is as knowing their wrongs and accepting them for who they are.
Challenge.
Accepting to do certain things for them.
Wow.
Going all out without even thinking twice. Omo your bone cry. In your eyes, it's like,
hold on,
adorable.
So guys, are you taking notes? This is what's happening right now. You can actually date a girl for like what? 6 months?
6 months.
It's not all girls.
Oh, come on. I love him.
You know, like, allow I gotta him. Give my keynotes.
Yo.
Like, so my keynote here is, you can actually date a girl for 6 months and she don't love you yet.
Love is likeness growing into love. You just don't love someone on the first day.
Some people fall in love with them.
It could be that I'll see someone today and I'm in love with the person.
Yeah, that's right. That is Samuel and she's not Samuel. Anyway,
but I mean, yeah, so like I was saying, so now we are talking about love, right? I feel like you have to love the person in order to feel comfortable to go out with the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm supposed to be at church, so you guys are watching me from church.
Hallelujah.
You get my dad.
Hallelujah.
But I'm in church.
Yeah.
You understand?
Hallelujah.
Anyway, but like, no, here's my thing. If everybody was going to just ask out everybody they like.
Yeah.
Man, do you know the number of girls I like daily?
But when you ask someone out,
what's your motive for asking the person out in the first place? Like, to get to know them.
I do not get into a relationship unless I want it last.
Yeah.
I have never gotten into a relationship where I have one foot in there and one foot out.
Hold up.
It's a complete thing. If I decide to actually say, okay, I'm dating you,
mm-hmm.
it's not just some 2x4 likeness that I do not really understand where it's going to. I understand that I actually like you, love you that much, mm-hmm. that I want to be with you. And my brother not even tell you, oh, I love you at the beginning, because I feel like, oh, shit, that's just some corny shit people do. Then mm-hmm. love actually has lost meaning for the word right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sound romantic like Kwanzaa, that's his crown.
What the fuck, man?
I'm trying to say, like, I probably would not go into a relationship
mm-hmm.
unless I believe I love you.
Man, you guys are exaggerating the stuff, man. Like, I was just this matter in this.
While you're talking, I had like a thousand questions going through my head. So, number one, do you really need to love someone before you ask them out? Number two, when do you know you love someone?
That's why I told people that what everybody has someone.
Are you telling me that you've loved all the people that she asked out? She loved them before you even asked them out. Is that what you're telling me?
Wait.
Because I don't know the fact that you've asked, like, okay, that's on my head. The girls I know, like
20.
No, not 20. I know like, about 5 of them.
So were any of them your friends?
I won't be messing them for the show.
I do not want to talk about myself.
Girl, I never do a bella.
Okay, you know you're not your friend.
I know what's
getting on that side.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Anyway, so before we continue, I've got comments coming in from Facebook. George. Be like George Daku, somebody take you on before, because the comments are just like, they say, GH. Be like somebody take you on.
He said GH.
GH, I know the bab. Frederick Ban says, I'm here. Yeah, I think you meant to like, here, as in not here. I'm here, yeah, it's really acceptable. Your English isn't. Faris Haruna was like, was it Ja or, okay, I can't mention that word. Wesley Edge says it's acceptable. Okay.
Yeah.
Don Level says nah, it's not good.
Why are you trying to be selfish?
And Selenam says it's not bad because what you see in him or her is not what your friend is seeing. Okay, that's a very good point. Mina Mikuti says it's very acceptable. I feel like the girls are just saying it's very acceptable. But,
but to me, it's very acceptable.
Razak Abdul says
acceptable.
So we've got two on the pitch.
Already, you're having the.
Yeah, I've got two. Someone,
Caleb, ni ama amafio says, then I'm coming to date you, girl in yellow.
I'm not in yellow.
Benedict Bruce Smith says it's normal. Okay, first guy. Razak comes back to say, I love that girl in yellow. Ajua decent DH says not accepted. Trudy says it won't be cool. Justice Costa says, oh, but why not? You and your friend ain't blood related, so it's acceptable. Your bro in XF, if you marry him, not to talk about
it. I like that.
You better go hard on
Charlie.
And then champagne. John Apenio says, I don't really think exes, especially female ones, should be seen or as regarded as a piece of rag or something disgusting, no matter what the situation or the
cause. Hey,
okay, I don't know where it's coming from, but just...
yeah,
I don't know what I got.
It's a long thing. They also deserve a second chance, and the person involved doesn't really count. Charlie be wrong.
Oh, okay.
And then Daria season comes. I wouldn't date her ex.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
A guy who didn't end up being my... Good.
Yeah.
I think before I continue, right? So there's this thing on Twitter I saw like 3 days ago, right? Mm-hmm. This really cool guy tweeted this thing. Was like, God is really wonderful. A girl will break up with a boyfriend for cheating and then go and date a boy who was broken up with for cheating. I mean, So you break up with your boyfriend because mm-hmm. he's cheating on you
mm-hmm.
and then you go and date somebody
mm-hmm.
whose girlfriend broke up
with him
with
because
him.
He was cheating.
So would you be boy? So that rule applies almost everywhere.
Cheated on her.
Yeah.
I cheated on you. Then we break up. Then I go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's like the cycle, right?
No.
Okay, she cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
And
I left.
On you. So, but she left, and then she came to date me.
Yeah.
Even though you left me because I'm a cheat.
Yeah.
She left the cheat for another cheat.
Yeah.
God is really.
And I think it's a fair game. It's a game, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a game. There are a lot of games we play.
Today.
It should be.
That's right, you know.
It should be.
On our Facebook, watching us on Periscope, Twitter, wherever, YouTube, and you want to join us, you can actually call into the studio. Our number should be somewhere on the screen, but I'll mention it just so you get it. It's 0551902022. You get that? So 0551902022. You can call in and give us your comments, what you want to say, have your say on live on pause. So now let's get back to the romance. Okay, you said you talk plenty.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, so
why did you fight for
myself? I was the one talking. He hasn't talked.
But yeah, he has grown.
Because I really want to see where he's coming from.
He said he brought the love element.
He was talking about love.
Hold on. It'd be like something personal there. She wants to find out.
Are you my friend's ex?
Am I your friend's ex?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Is she your friend's ex?
I don't know where you're going with this. But you know, calm down, man. Calm down.
Is she your friend's ex?
No. I mean, no.
Exactly.
And you can never be right because it's no way that
you date your friend's ex.
Okay, I know it's
for me, yeah, I mean.
Okay. For me, I'm saying it's acceptable. Yeah. I applied the rule, you know. Uji obi gela.
Nede.
Sejo gela. Nia. You know, so I think people are being overly, you know, emotional.
No,
passionate.
No. Maybe you're not getting it right. So say I'm beating Efe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are the third wheel in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You are my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now as I debate Efe or
no, look, you don't go too far.
No, let me say too far. As I debate Efe or
as I debate go too far.
As I debate,
I'm not passing to go too far.
Hold on, as I debate Efe.
The inside.
Mm.
So you did it, you press it, this nigga
make it fuck.
Don't say real life, that happened to me twice.
Oh, two occasions.
Oh, what are you doing? That's a girl.
You
don't go to
Togo. Make it finish. I don't want to listen to this.
I just talk my life experience.
I don't want to listen to this, bro.
This whole thing.
Okay.
So life experience. I've been at both ends.
Mm-hmm. What did you get?
Yes, I've been at both ends. Yes, I've been at both ends. And what's funny is I'm still friends with all those two individuals.
Because you're a good guy.
Who were involved.
Hmm?
Yeah, you know, because the thing,
like us,
the whole thing is,
see this guy.
See, the truth is, if you are loyal, to your friends, no matter what, they'll be there forever. With the girls, if there's one disloyalty somewhere, or if there's loyalty with you will be loyal to your girl, for a long time, and something happens, it can end. But with your friend, you probably be loyal to the person for the whole long stretch.
I don't want to end
there might
here,
be a wrongdoing.
I don't
and
you
still be
to
with
end,
the guy
end you here, right? But there is this term, right?
Yeah.
Bros before hoes
has always been perfect this thing because guys say they give back kick. Bros before hoes.
You can't be serious right now, bro.
Bros before hoes. It did all the time. Guys, they give back kick and everything since way back. So people they give back kick. You know what back kick is?
Like
a child. I'm not going to have this.
You don't know what back kick is.
Like a child. So we will not do this.
You guys don't know what back kick is.
I am a child. I don't know what back. Do you know what back?
I don't.
So
we are not
nobody
ever
back kick you before.
What?
And let me see whether I have a comment.
So you are sorry after
and
this.
You,
right?
And you, how do you pronounce your name? And you, Archer or Aka? Okay, you go be Archer.
What?
And the Archer says you guys are awesome. Keep on the good work from Florida. Like you know, add down to what's up.
Why you vexing somebody there, young?
Rav Gardner Dodu says these are matters of the heart.
So no amount of moral issues raised can stop the heart from talking. It's once said it is easier to control the wind than the mind.
You talk heart, you can't bring mind. What up? That's it. Anyway, and then somebody raises a very
have a call.
We have a call?
Yeah. All
right, so pick that call, put on loudspeaker, and let's hear the person.
Hello? Yeah, hello. Your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Haji Adam.
Okay, Haji, yeah?
Haji.
Haji, okay, talk to us, talk to us. What do you think? Yeah, hello.
Tell him to switch his, like, mute your... whatever you're watching us on.
Yeah, okay, so mute whatever you're actually watching us from.
Your laptop, your PC,
yeah.
Whatever.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so tell us what you think.
Well, I think it's very wrong to do that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's not wrong.
Okay.
Why?
Even though I have a good friend who does that.
Bro! Okay, go on, go on.
Now.
Go on, go on.
Do you want to mention your good friend's name and give me a shout out?
Yes, sir?
Oh, no. Sorry, go on, go on.
What you... I have a friend who is into that. Which I've been advising him to stop. I'm even afraid he could kill me a big man.
Okay.
And he's right here with me as I speak to you. Mm-hmm. And he's listening. That is his addiction. I even commented on the issue. So if you go on, you see it on your comment page.
All right.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, hello. boss.
Okay, so I know who is speaking. Haji, you win at Adam.
Yeah.
Haji.
No, I think this is his friend.
Okay, Haji's friend.
I'm the friend he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so.
Okay, what's your name and where are you speaking from?
I'm James. I'm Haji's friend, yeah.
Okay. Alright.
So, James.
So, tell us.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
James.
The fact that you did not marry the girl, you dated and left her, doesn't mean somebody cannot marry her.
Bad guy.
The
sure
fact that you dated her and dumped her doesn't mean somebody can marry her.
Well, you have a point. You have a point. All right. Okay. Thanks for the input, right?
All right. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling me.
Nice program.
All right.
Thank you. So, anyway, you just heard from Haji Uwena Adam, who actually commented on our live show on Facebook. He actually said, I have a friend whose addiction is to date his friend's ex. And then his friend just spoke, James. Like,
this is wow, so wrong, man.
No, wrong. But he has a point.
Okay, yeah, he has a point.
Now, this is a case whereby your ex, let's say you're dating her, and she's like, I'm a guy, and she's my soulmate. And because of the fact that she's
soulmate
your ex.
Soulmate, welcome inside.
Yes, and yeah, because of the fact that she's your ex.
I think I'll talk about that.
So now, I'm letting go of my happiness just to make you happy. That's...
Okay.
One
question for Kweku, not for me. I don't know which other Kwekus though, but if any of you know Fenuku Augustine,
yeah,
you know Fenuku.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fenuku wants to ask Kweku, you go make a date your ex. Hold on, mm-hmm. He's not done. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask earlier because I saw it. I didn't ask earlier. Then he came back to ask again. I beg, ask Kweku say a fit date.
Yes.
So he's just repeating what.
Because me the thing with me.
Wait, what?
No, but
like answer. He knows on X way he wants.
Yes.
Oh. But he took. Okay.
So if I ask him to say,
so hold on, Fenuku. I know you're still watching because you want this answer from Kweku. But before he answers you, I need you to tell me which of the exes you don't want to date.
So
say I go fit 20 questions to him.
Yeah, he's one of the exes.
But how many?
No, but I'm sure you know him, right?
How many exes you get?
You go talk 2-3 for
me.
Oh,
Sena, I like how you're like,
Sena, I'm sure he knows. He knows like the kind of.
You ask them how many exes you have. Oh, the serious ones and the non-serious ones.
Oh, we don't do that.
Okay,
you do that. Stop.
Stop. We don't do that.
Guys don't do that. I think girls actually do that more.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. You always have a.
How can you date somebody for serious relationships? How can you date someone for
babes? Girls do that more. Let's
yeah.
Let me talk
how
about
many exes do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Two.
Two. Sena.
Yeah.
Sena.
That's so
Okay,
hold on. I know.
I want to ask Uncle my ex.
Nope. Calm down. So, what are we talking
about? Okay, so Femke actually comes back to you and says, oh, anyone you go take, give me man, make.
Hey, yo, the guy is a bad guy.
He knows one of my exes. Actually, he's feel free.
This is going to lead into my next question. I say, oh, anyone you go take, give me. Man make cold rough. Now, think about man make cold. Another key element in the whole idea of relationship nowadays for you young people.
Young.
Left me. This is my grandpa status. Anyway, another thing for you guys is sex, intimacy. Now, I think if Kwanzaa is my bestie, right? Best friend. Mm-hmm. And then if Kwanzaa and I have been together and I've dated you, and then we break up, sometimes maybe we would have had intimacy. And then, if Kwanzaa is dating you guys have broken up, if I am supposed to date, I'm probably going to be thinking, oh, Kwanzaa is
that's all over. That's the problem. You are thinking. You are thinking too much.
Is it making money?
This is not incest.
Just free your mind.
You just
and
crying.
Just do what you want to do.
No. Don't you realize that the person you are probably going to talk to, your friend, okay, and then at the end of the day, you would go to your friend's ex, who is now your girlfriend, and you probably go and have sex with the person. Now, don't you sometimes feel like, isn't this person
relax. So,
friend.
Your girlfriend's ex is not your friend, but you know the person.
Yeah, you know the person, obviously.
You know the person comes. After that one, when you go to your girlfriend, you not think about the person had sex, but it's just because it's your friend. I'm the good man.
You want to go out with the person,
Let me tell you guys a funny story, right? A friend. Oh, I said a friend. So
it's probably you.
Middle finger to you. So he met this girl. Wonderful girl.
How did you know? You said it.
Can I finish? Very, very wonderful girl.
It looks like you're talking from your heart.
Can I finish?
No. Homeboy is trying to be poetic here, man.
Can I?
You're digging deep. Digging deep.
It's fucking way.
So, wonderful girl, and she had this, she had issues. Her boyfriend was messed up.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The time he met her, she had just broken up with her boyfriend. And so they were supposed to be just friends. Stuff happened. They started dating. But Somehow, he got to know her ex-boyfriend. They also started talking, occasionally, he's an investment banker of sorts. The guy, they like investment, so the guy they handle, the ex-boyfriend, they handle the new boyfriend investment, something. So, with the girl, they sent that. So, occasionally, they talk. And then, funny stuff, the girl used to actually go back to sleep with the ex-boyfriend. And The guy kind of got to know later, but at some point he told me that he felt like it was his own fault, because generally he could have just forbidding the whole friendship or the whole let's all be friends from the beginning. Do you get it? It's your ex. He didn't break up with you. He didn't break up with the girl. The girl broke up with him because of some mistakes he made, not giving a shit about her on her birthday and this kind of stuff.
Oh.
Right? And stuff like that. But throughout the whole relationship, then the girl, if he suggests things the guy, if he suggests things we could actually try a threesome. And then the girl would be if we have to do it, it has to be with her ex-boyfriend. Oh.
Then it means say like the girl.
I also want to say something.
Myself.
Did the guy know her ex before?
No, the guy got to know the ex through
after
the dating process.
Dating.
Yeah, after they started dating and everything.
Oh, okay.
Like some really, really, you know.
So when he got to know the guy, he knew that the guy was the girl's ex.
Yeah.
But he still became friends with the guy.
Yeah, because then the girl they do. Oh, you know, we broke up like mutually, like he's just a friend kind of thing. So like then it will be the one, you know, they want to date the friendship circle inside.
Yeah.
So then they talk about each other and everything.
Okay.
Be,
but like
that'd be very, very convoluted one. You know, we say they date the ex, but it'd be say like
she goes back to that.
Yeah, exactly. And then at a point, what I'm trying to say is, this guy, or well, eventually he and the girl have broken up now, and yeah. It actually fucking lasted longer than anybody would have thought.
How many years?
Almost two.
Fucking are you emotional?
Fucking lasted.
Me?
Anyway,
no,
so
good. I'm nice.
Now here's the thing, right? During that whole period, the guy knew something was going on between them. Now that is a very key thing that can actually happen between you and your ex. The possibility of anybody sleeping with their ex is actually very high.
High. Yeah.
Now, if you are my friend,
very
high, everybody knows this.
Very
if you don't know that, you're okay. If you are my friend and I end up dating your ex girlfriend, and I know this, that the possibility of her sleeping back with you is very high, even though, like, because you're my friend, you still have to be in our circle. Do you understand? Because we are friends. Like, there's.
Who says so?
No, it's not like.
I mean,
yeah,
point
it's,
is.
It's not like a laid down rule. Make her finish. It's not like a laid down rule. But is there something that's going to take away the awkwardness?
Yeah,
I think we would have
starts.
To pause. Yo, there is a call in coming. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Your name and where you are calling from?
Yeah, the name is Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us what you think.
Yeah, what I think is, I think I sent a message.
Okay.
I briefly said that these are matters of the heart.
Yeah, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ralph,
yeah.
That's not Dodo.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you see, the point is that in such issues, you might, if you want to discuss it, you might end up blaming people. But you know, love goes where love is, they say.
Yeah.
Okay.
You cannot tell why somebody will go in for a friend's ex. You cannot.
Yeah.
You
okay.
cannot actually determine. We only look at the situation and we want to draw conclusions. But I'm telling you, they are human beings. They are human beings. Maybe
okay.
Somebody will say that okay, fine. We were in actual fact, building a relationship is more of friendship. We are friends, and when we feel like we cannot cope or we cannot continue this friendship, we go our separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have chosen to go our separate ways, and another person has also decided, or maybe feels we can be good friends, we can be good partners.
Yeah.
So I see nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We are here.
Like, what? No, you see, I think right now we are all talking from out of the shoes. Try to put yourself in
the
that
shoes. Okay.
When that is actually happening to you.
Can we hold on? Okay. So boss, let's say you have a friend, okay, and your girlfriend. Okay, it's also friends with like your friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now it happens that you and your girlfriend, you guys break up, and then some few months, right,
or weeks
later, you find out that your friend is going out with your ex, who used to be your girlfriend, right? So yeah. So then your ex. How would you feel about it? Would
who
you
broke up with who? Hold on.
No, like, but the point is, you guys actually
broke up mutually,
regardless, all right,
the relationship was not going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so then you find out that your friend is dating your ex. Now how would you take it? Are you actually going to allow it, or you just give me like your
I'll certainly allow that.
No, let me tell you what will happen to you first. No, let me tell you what will happen to you first, Ralph. You are probably going to go into a state where you start thinking that this shit was going on behind your back. Ralph, everybody be human beings. You will go into a state where you start thinking that this thing was going on behind your back. You will start putting yourself in a depressed state where you're wondering like, oh, okay, so this was the reason why.
Okay, let's just, yeah, Ralph,
yeah,
go on.
Listen to me.
We are here.
You know, yeah, in psychology,
okay,
we look at why different human beings react to the same situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. different ways.
You understand?
Okay.
You are not telling me how you are going to react to the situation.
Yes, but in that sense...
Can I finish? But you don't know how I'm also going to react to the situation. You know, let me tell you something. A lot of things go into breaking up relationships. You
okay.
understand?
All right.
I may date a lady that deep down my heart, I may not truly love her.
Then why you did date her? Oh God.
I may date a lady that I love her so much. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at those two scenarios, if a man is deeply in love with a woman, you understand? When they are breaking up, it hurts so much. You understand? And therefore, if you don't take care, if you don't control yourself, and you want to react, because you don't, in the first place, you don't own the woman. Neither the woman also doesn't own you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, if the two of you have decided that, let's call it quit, you call it quit. You know, people who want to react, because he's my friend, I can't tolerate it.
Okay.
They end up landing themselves in trouble.
And then right.
So you may think you are doing the right thing. I know so some guys who will say that, oh, maybe I took care of you, I gave you this, I gave you that, and so forth.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.
We actually appreciate this. Right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And then keep watching.
I understand what Ralph is saying.
What
I'm trying to say here is that, yes, in that same psychology that he's talking about, we actually pick what happens more commonly and use it for the generalization. So even if there can be in everything, in every sample size, they are going to be the odd ones out.
Are you sure that he's probably talking from experience?
No, that's not the experience. Then if it be if there we have 10 balls and then 80 of them are black and then 20 of them are red, I can actually come back and say that generally the balls are black. That is what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that okay, that's what happens to everybody, but I'm saying that the most common one is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course, so you cannot base your overview on the extreme left.
So based on the comments, I can say that the most common one is acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. That is them. That is them. Let me go. I believe that if they've been to before and they are saying this, that is them. Okay. If it is me and my friend is dating my ex. Yeah, I am not going to be comfortable with it.
Okay. Yeah, and based on what he said, it also depends on how you feel towards the person.
Sure.
So Daniel Lord Thompson says, if I didn't love my ex, then I don't have a problem with my friend loving my ex.
That is different.
But if my friend knows my ex and loved each other, come on now. It's just right you don't date my ex. My friend knows that my ex and I had that intimacy, that
it's
kind of
rule.
Deep
it's
love
a rule,
before
bro.
We broke up. It's just, hold on. It's just right
I
don't date
one thing
it's either we dissolve our friendship,
yeah,
or stop dating my ex.
Okay, I mean,
point blank,
childish.
Period.
That's
now,
really?
Just,
I wouldn't have
Babs Ture says, it's very, very, I know who dissolve my
friendship. Yeah, I mean, I won't, but
yes, you see,
just
what you're saying.
No,
so it's with guys.
No,
it's guys, you know.
No,
your
friendship with your nigga. And if
they
if you really be my party, where this girl break my heart? You don't say me that you...
No,
it don't be a different angle. It don't be a different angle. If me that you date, where comes up with my party? When me that you break up, if
I'd rather die for him, right? Like
my bro
you
want
say
quotes, man.
I was going to say before the call came in,
okay.
So this is a case whereby I know these two people, they are married now.
Mm-hmm.
They have like 3 kids now. Okay. Now this is a case whereby, let's say, I'm using the 3 of us, Q, you and myself as an example. So you and I were dating, you were more treating me and everything, but then you're giving me a different story. So all the time, you actually thought that you were the good person.
Guys
listen,
do that.
Listen,
guys
listen. See, there is always two sides to a story. You understand?
Okay,
but until
a point,
the person knows the two sides, he would think that my friend is the good one and the other girl is a bad person.
Yeah.
So now this guy comes to visit them for like a couple of times, comes to visit, see the both of them, see what's actually going on with his own two eyes, and notices that no, the fault is actually from you, the one who's kissing the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole comfort thing comes into play. And fine.
Master, do you know how the comfort thing starts?
Listen,
like, oh, do you know
yes,
when? Hold
yes,
on, let me.
Sana, I'm giving my scenario. Shut up. So now this is the case whereby, no, I won't let you come and tarnish my whole scenario. So now this is the case.
Tell me of my lecture, I mean, like, just form.
So now this is the case whereby, you guys dissolve your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy starts talking to this girl because her self-esteem and everything is going super low. Starts introducing
to church. Why you talk to him? My
party,
don't
be so sad. So what do you introduce? You are broken up. I listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
Why would you introduce? So if you don't want your mother to take your ex, don't even introduce your girl to
the thing is, the moment I start giving the scenario and you guys start shipping it, you kind of miss out on certain things that I say, key things that I say. And you skip.
Shoot,
Senna and I have broken up. We are no more together.
Yeah, sure.
But
sure,
because babe. I saw what happened between the both of us, and we are all friends. We are both friends, okay? Like, you of us, we are friends. There. You are trying to let me gain all that thing back. So being a good friend, you introduced me back to church again.
Yeah.
Help me with myself. Because and the ladies, okay? Verbal abuse is very, very real. And listen, shut up.
Let me get there.
Oh, we know
where
you're not been there. Some of us have been there.
Okay. Yes,
and I'm taking this personal because sometimes you say certain things and you don't know the impact that it takes on the lady. Yeah. You understand?
Okay.
So now if KQ comes into my life, I'm not going to shake you. No, KQ comes into my life and
I will never say healthy things to you, okay?
Things that actually calms me down, things that makes me look like
yeah.
let me know my worth,
yeah.
Yeah.
things that reassures me that I'm human enough,
yes.
I can date again,
yes. Yes.
Someone can love me again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you think I'm going to like him? And now I like him, he likes me back. This is something that has actually happened. Yes. And they've married and they're giving birth to three kids. So don't you ever say never.
No, you don't have a word about it.
But the thing is, you should
have treated her right. Exactly. I'm gone. You don't have a word about me. You don't detect who I date and who I don't. What I don't have is between you and your friend, not me.
Yes.
Okay, now the Babu Ife makes serious about this. Like, it happened to her before.
She's not being serious.
Like, my apologies for, like, you
it's getting... the verbal abuse, not the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, boy.
My apologies for you. Oh, hold on, make her finish. On behalf of, like...
all the men in the world.
Yeah, I'm actually apologizing that you dated the scum of men.
You know, not scum of men, scum of a man.
Like, if you don't take anything away from this episode, I want you to take this. Guys or girls, if you are in a relationship with anybody who is abusive, whether it's verbal abuse, emotional abuse,
or physical.
physical abuse.
Yeah.
Bounce, walk.
Bounce. See, the fuck out. No fucker
is worth abusing you.
No matter how much they beg
like,
you.
Walk out of it. Yeah. Trust me. I've met emotionally manipulative people who abuse you and then manipulate you to stay. Once you see the signs of abuse, walk out of it. People will actually do things and then make you feel like it's your fault. Walk out of that shitty relationship. Don't give second chances. If I don't even give a half chance, like, don't even make it happen. If
I mean, you need to know that, right?
That's the end of my PSA. If you don't take anything,
okay. Yo, Senna, can we just take this to the other angle of, like, me being, like,
the stealer?
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I know that you are my friend, but I won't do anything to also hurt you, right? Because I got you in mind. You are my guy. Yeah. Right now, if I'm in that position to, like, you know, calm you, do everything that you actually, that is actually going to bring your self-esteem up, cool story, but I won't do it to the extent of, you know, as having something.
You're not gonna realize
okay
it.
So I'm going
oh,
to
come on.
A lot of scenarios, and I've listened to a lot of people speak. I listened to your story, your great submission, or the guy that, you know, tried a threesome.
And bust my mind.
I listened to yours with someone, you know, how
the verbal abuse.
You know, yeah, the verbal abuse, and she went to meet a guy that, you know, she liked and everything went on. But the thing is, fine. I'm saying it's acceptable, man. But Charlie, if you use your common sense, think, Charlie, because first of all, me, I don't really subscribe to threesome in the first place, because the thing is with a threesome. Even if you don't know the person, even if the couple, they don't know the person from anywhere, and they go and pick the person from the street, and one partner can end up leaving, ditching the original partner for the person they tried to please.
I'll be somebody goes,
you
know, yeah, and plus, like yourself,
like,
why you for actually enjoy, say, or you for enjoy, like, pleasures plus somebody else, plus your man.
So the threesome idea, I said the problem was not on them all being friends, but the problem was that they did not set the boundaries in the relationship.
Yeah, but who suggested a threesome?
It's the girl, I'm sure.
Who's, no, I'm asking
Sarah. It's a girl. My brother knows that it's a girl.
What I heard him say, I'm asking because what I heard him say was,
the guy was
someone said threesome, and the girl said that if you are going to do this and then ask him about
no, 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 right? No, like the guy, like the guy.
Right?
No, wait. Okay, okay.
Him
no,
to
no, no,
say
no.
It.
Like,
because for a girl to say, let's do this,
yes,
she's cheating on you.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
That he is and it's a fantasy.
So if you're having pleasure and you actually want another person in that pleasure,
it's just
a little
bit of my
problem.
And then
the girl
was already doing something, and then I was like, you know what, let me just
be like, you like, see like, how you like this whole thing, something for talk on
another. No, like this whole topic has be sensitive small.
Yeah.
This topic actually
is sensitive.
Because the initiator tells everything.
What I was trying to say was, it wasn't about them being friends, you know, because I think, me, I believe to everything there's boundaries.
Yeah.
If you are dating me and you move on to somebody, how we used to relate should and would be totally different.
Yeah.
You know, so if you know the both of us are friends and you're dating me initially and then you move on to him, the way I used to relate to you as you know as my girlfriend, it should now be different.
Okay, now good.
And from you to him,
that is utopia.
How would it
that's
be
a
like?
Very utopian idea. Now I can actually speak to this because I actually talk to people, like I try to give relationship advice.
But Sena, relax.
Okay.
Chill. Sena,
no.
Have you mind that I'm speaking out of personal experience?
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's a utopian ideology that it should be. Because let me tell you this, right? Now, this girl broke up with her ex-boyfriend. Started dating her new boyfriend. Now, goes back. She's still friends with her ex-boyfriend. Goes back to tell her ex-boyfriend that, oh, my new guy's throw game. It's not up to yours. It's not good enough. Like, those kind of... Chill.
I don't talk.
Chill. She sees it like, oh, there is just friends talking. You're a bab. Their relationship has changed from being boyfriend and everything. But they tell and say, oh, stroke game, then, blah, 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 and all of those things. Now, guy tell me, say, himself, you know. Self say, in stroke game, no good. Say, they go through in phone one time, where he do some thing, he just taking WhatsApp, where he type sex. Like, so you just see the time she's mentioned sex, like, in the conversation. Where she sees it, she still talk sex plus some random guy where number 7 will be saved. He go the thing inside, he say, oh, son, I be the ex. Like, he said, no, he say, go use true color, find out, say, be the ex. Like, he find out, you see the talk and everything. He say, the time I say, guy is stroke, no, they, like, all of those things.
Were the boys friends?
No, they were not friends. It was the girl who was still talking.
So the problem is not about the friendship.
No, it's not about the friendship, but I'm just trying to let you see something about, like, exes.
I just want you to.
No, I want to see something about exes.
Okay.
Like, even if you break up, the relationship is not just down, like, it doesn't just water itself down to, like, regular common friend. There is something about the intimacy that we had before that still continues.
Yeah,
like,
but
and
it
I
happens,
feel like, and
happens,
I feel like,
right, boy,
on this note, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give each of you 30 seconds to give your final submissions because I want to end this.
You don't want to end anything.
I feel like you guys
go
ask questions.
See,
I forgot to give.
Yeah, but yeah, this ex matter, you can't come with things like
that
in some way.
Yeah, whatever you said, that is you. That's your opinion. That we have an ex. The ex.
Yeah,
no,
but your ex
left
not be the issue.
You're my ex,
this
my
be
ex,
your friend. This be friends. The issue is friendship. Alright,
yeah.
And an ex.
So
when you go back,
so
after this episode, when you go back, do me this favor.
Okay.
Take your phone, then go through the conversations you have with your exes and see whether.
I'm having a conversation with them. That's the thing.
Chill.
See, like Wendy, right?
I know what they talk. I know what they talk to
you.
That's just you. So I'm not talking to just you. I'm talking to the people watching the show.
Those watching.
Yes, and including everybody here.
So, I mean,
take your phone, go back to the conversation you have with your exes, and then see that you will see where the lines between regular friendship is crossed. Because what? They have had that level of intimacy with you before. This is not just based on, I'm not just talking based on, oh,
there is some sort of like,
this is what I think. I'm talking based on what I have seen happen on several countless occasions. And I'm telling you this, like, the conversation, no, the relationship you have with your ex is very different.
And when they go out of some.
You see, matters of the heart, when you get married, you have to apply your common sense. Even in what, because although you love the girl, it's not everything that you are supposed to give to the girl. Because you have to apply sense.
Like you have to give her an orgasm.
That's necessary. If you don't give your girl orgasm and then she feels, okay, your friend will be there and then your friend gives her orgasm.
It takes me to my last line. It takes me to the last line of common sense as a girl or as a nigga.
Oh.
Yeah?
If you are faithful, you are faithful. No matter if the person gives you orgasm, if I'm faithful to my boyfriend, the person doesn't give you orgasm,
I'm not married.
It's
my boyfriend.
No, but Charlie, that's what I'm saying. It's faithfulness.
Marriage is different from dating.
Yeah,
yes.
I see.
Oh, okay, so when you're in a relationship, you actually try that.
Okay, I see.
Try what?
So okay. To my last words.
Boyfriend is not giving you orgasm.
Madam, it depends. I'm back.
To give you orgasm.
So I have lots of angles to this thing. This thing is super broad.
Teach.
And I feel like. Okay, so this is the thing. Don't talk at the back.
Sorry.
So this is the thing.
Like, you've been lecturing us. Don't talk at the back.
So this is the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it depends on a lot of things, obviously. It depends on how you guys broke up, how you guys ended things.
Mm-hmm.
If you ended things on a good note,
mm-hmm.
your friend going out with your ex, I don't think it should be a problem. Mm-hmm. If you ended things on a bad note, obviously you are expecting your friend to be on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So your friend going out with your ex might be a problem, a bit of a problem. Secondly, you should think about yourself. Sometimes you should be selfish a bit in life, okay?
Like
you should
ask yourself,
your happiness. No, it's not about orgasm. I'm not you. Sometimes you should ask yourself that in life,
I'm a guy. I am surely going to orgasm.
Okay.
I'm a guy.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. So now,
most guys don't think about ladies when it comes.
So now, this is the thing.
Oh yeah, but do you know the funny?
All they know is
there is nothing funny about not being able to orgasm. So actually,
are we turning this into a sex talk?
No. Yeah, so come on, let's just.
Okay,
let's
so now this is my second. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the case. Why?
I'm just focusing on you.
Stay focused. So now this is the case whereby
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about myself. I'm being selfish at the moment. I'm thinking mm-hmm. of my happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm never going to compromise my happiness just to make my friend happy.
Yeah.
If her happiness is going to make me miserable, I'm never going to do that. So you are my friend. If you think you like me that much, you should be able to understand me. You should be able to understand that I like your ex. I want to date your ex. Deal with it.
Okay.
If you want to cry, cry in your bed.
Okay.
But when you date your ex, deal with it.
Senna, what do you have to say? What do you have to say?
And the thing is, whatever happens is a matter of the heart. You understand?
Yeah.
If you think sometimes too, probably they ended up on a very good note or a very bad note. Listen, let me take the bad note. They ended up on a very bad note. But this is a case of I really like the person. Just have a conversation with your friend. Let your friend understand how you feel. Sometimes it helps. I'm one person. I'm very big on communication.
That is why.
Communicate to me, no matter what happens, I'm cool. I'm so not cool. That's me. I'm very big on communication.
All right.
So
that's what on that note of cool age.
See which one fish you and just go for it.
On that note of cool age, I'm gonna say that. I learned a lot. Like I stated at the beginning of the show, I was here to learn. I learned a lot. I'll end with the last comment we have on our Facebook show. Paul Adolabi says,
man's gotta get a language in it.
Yeah, man's a BBC, you know. Like British on Christian.
That's
on the show. So, Prince Adelabi says, nah, it's never acceptable, bro.
It is.
Hell no. And then Prince Paul Domfe Jumbo Manchester. Yo, guy, you got a name, man. It's like, if it is against the Bible, then it's not good. But if not, I see nothing wrong. He's your friend, not your blood. And I think.
Just the Bible never
is. I disagree with you guys. I didn't actually state my stand in the beginning. But this actually like talks about my view. I feel like you need to live our life according to what the Bible says. And the Bible does not actually say anything about dating your friend.
Pastors, no.
Giving your blood access. So, yeah.
And everything. So I feel like.
Nothing to do with that.
Just live by the Bible. And let the word of God guide you.
That word.
And let the truth.
I don't know the Bible.
Hold on. Let the truth descending spirit of the Holy Spirit, actually guide you. Because if you are my friend, and then you, if we dated, and like if you and him dated, he's my friend, and he broke up with you, and I want to date you, as I always tell people, if you want to start a relationship, send it before God. And if you send it before God,
is it marriage?
Yeah.
one who said his day will come. Finally I can see the sun. I don't know say people could like this. Till my friend use my head.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.